I look at this work, I hear great discord and disharmony. There's something almost ugly about it, you know, the pale green against the purple. The colours aren't pretty colours somehow. They work together to create a sense of twistedness. And while everything's distorted and twisted and everything's in the wrong place, we still see that it's a face in anguish. There is such jaggedness, such jarringness in it. You would have to say it's about, at the very least, extreme conflict. At the same time, you can't help but sort of love just the sheer bravura of it. You know, when Picasso and other painters, their understanding of African art, it absolutely revolutionised their approach to the very making of forms, and it gave them so much to draw from, not just masks, but the way of looking at figures. And so this face, in a way, you could say, has a mask-like aspect to it, but also, when I look at the hair, how carefully placed that hair is, and whether that's to tell us this is a woman, the long hair and the flowing sort of gentleness of that hair. I don't see this work as personal. It's maybe that's the idea of the sense of the refraction of it, the different shapes. It's that it's the woman has become every woman, all people, really. And there's a sense in which it's not one woman's grief, it's the grief of humankind.